Welcome to the practice of the Daily Office. In this season of disruption, we invite you to join us in a rhythm of prayer. How might our days be grounded more deeply in God's presence if we pause each morning, midday, and evening for silence, scripture, and prayer? Let's begin in silence. Take a deep breath. Remember, right now, you are in God's loving presence. However you are beginning this day, whatever emotions you are feeling, the Lord is with you. Psalm 139 says, "There is nowhere we can go to escape God's loving presence." Take another deep breath. God is closer than the air we breathe. These next 2 minutes of silence are yours to rest in the presence of the Lord. Now I invite you to receive the Word of God. Wade into this passage. Allow yourself to soak in the words. After the first reading, I will repeat the passage. Eugene Peterson says this practice moves us from looking at the words of a text to entering the world of the text. What does God have for you in this passage from Philippians 4? Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do not not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, we have much to offer in prayers and petitions today. Prayers for safety, health, and peace. Thank you for not leaving us alone in our anxiety. Have mercy on us, Lord. Please guard our hearts with your peace, as only you can. Amen.